just huge. I mean, it's like a man. It's big.
Kane, son.
You still don't understand what you're dealing with, do you? Perfect organism.
Just tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study. Not to bring back. But to wipe them out.
That's the plan. You have my word on it.
All right, I'm in.
Let's rock!
Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair.
Happy Alien Day from Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga Podcast.
Hey, everybody. This is our very informal end of Alien Day roundtable. This is sort of a tradition we've got now every year where we come together, we share all the awesome news that came out, or the lack of news that came out, talk about all the great trailers that got released or maybe did not get released today. But basically just, this cookie's so sticky, I can't even talk. It's live. But basically we just come together and we kind of talk about all the stuff we did today, what we saw, what we bought, if we bought anything, and, you know, sort of do some reflections because this really is our like annual holiday. So I'll get started. Adam and I hung out today, which was awesome for the first time ever. He is super nice in person, super tall. I think he's finally pushed us over the 6 foot average height limit for this podcast. Christian brought us up a long way, and I think Adam pushes even higher.
I'm 6'5". So.
Yeah.
Wait,
I'm like 6'4" yeah. and a half. It's like, you know.
Oh my God. Adam's like a foot taller than me.
Yeah, can someone give me a link? Damn it. Can someone give me a link to the YouTube so I can put that in the post?
Oh, that's
okay. I can't find
the link to the actual
share, copy, putting it in the chat. I really like this format because people get to see the exact boring inside baseball stuff that they really come here to see. Like this is what the people want. There's no chat window. This is just awesome.
Yeah, it's live.
Chat. Got
started
it. Okay.
2 minutes ago.
Which chat? This Zoom. Oh, there it is.
There you go. So we got to go to the 45th anniversary Alien screening, which was happening in Times Square at the AMC theater there, which was, it's funny because, you know, you think like, you know, Midtown Manhattan, Alien Day, 45th anniversary screening. I'm picturing like hundreds of people waiting outside. We show up and there's like seven of us in the movie theater.
Yeah, same.
That being said, though, it was awesome. Like to me, Alien Day, and I think to all of us, Alien Day has always been about the fans and about, you know, the things that kind of bring us together. And so there have been years where the studio has really been there for us. There have been years lately where it has not been there for us. But the thing that has always really defined my personal Alien Day experience has been sharing it with friends and family and with, you know, fellow alien nuts. And today I got this awesome opportunity to do that with Adam. We had such a fun time. We got to talk. We did that little live stream of Bryant Park. And it was great. We got to see the little, you know, interview that Fede did with Ridley Scott, which I'm sure we're going to talk about, and walk around New York a little bit. And then I got to come home and party with the kids and the wife and do some, you know, alien Overmorph cookies, watched Aliens, of course. And, you know, so at the end of the day, I feel very let down by 20th Century and Disney. I do most Alien Days for the last 5 or 6 years. That being said, I still had a really special one. And to wrap up my little intro thoughts here, the reason it was most special is because of all of you, because we had this amazing film come out today that Christian, you know, brought to life, which was just an amazing achievement, because we had, you know, this incredibly robust slate of episodes that Jamie has been putting just incredible amounts of work into this entire week and, you know, previous weeks to get ready for today, because, you know, we had Perry posting all day long. You know, we all kind of showed up in our own different ways and made this day really, really special. And it's just, I'm continually reminded of that. And lastly, all the people that are tuning in right now, which could be 2 or 10,000 of you, I don't really know, I can't see anything. All of you as well. You know, when we did that little live stream in Bryant Park, it was so cool because, you know, we could just see people just from all over the world just adding the video all of a sudden and joining it and commenting and liking. And it was just, again, it's those little moments that I really, you know, grab onto when I do feel kind of let down by a lack of studio engagement, as a sign that like the Alien fandom doesn't honestly need much studio engagement to be an incredible place to live and to work and to breathe and, you know, this is a great example of that today. So it was a fun one.
And I just want to say, hats off to Christian, first of all, for writing and producing and directing Alien Absolution. It's fucking amazing. You did such a great job. And I've said this to him already, his attention to detail. It's just so lush and vibrant and alive. And Patrick's score was really, really great. Yeah, it was just a great time. Also, what I loved about the score, too, was it's not necessarily something that you would think of, but it works so well. It works so well. And it's not like, I don't like saxophone, but it's not cheesy saxophone. It's good saxophone, because there's a difference. There's a fucking difference.
And Jamie heard one of the very earliest drafts that I was working on where it was straight up just plagiarizing Vangelis. And I was like, I don't think this is going to work for this Alien film. But we pulled it back, and, you know, Christian was incredibly helpful with that and got it to sound right. Yeah, it was really fun to be a part of that.
Yeah. Again, you guys just really did a great job. And Christian, I know you had been working on that film for a year at least. I mean, that's how long 8 minutes will take, you know? I mean, I can't even imagine shooting a 2-hour film. I mean, but then you have, you know, 2,000 people working on that as opposed to six.
right.
But you, as usual, I just think what we were able to pull off with kind of essentially a no budget was just really, really amazing. And yeah, and people are loving it. Great comments on YouTube. If anyone wants to go check it out, Alien Absolution is on YouTube Live. We also were able to get two pretty exclusive interviews with Dane Howitt, who's the creature conceptual designer for Alien Romulus, and Nick Steth, who's a conceptual designer for Alien Romulus. And that was awesome.
I haven't heard those yet, though. I mean, I was there for the Nick Steth one, but I still need to catch up on all of the episodes that dropped today, because we did put a lot of content out for Alien Day, which is kind of has been our pattern. And yeah, I haven't shaved in a week, and I'm just noticing it now. This has been quite a week to get this all done. It's funny, the other day, Mash, who I'm hoping will join us in a little bit, we were joking about Flight of the Conchords. One of the earliest comments we got on the film today was, "Is that it?" And there's a great line from Flight of the Conchords, like, "Oh yeah, that's it." Like, is that it? Like, yeah, that's it. That's what a year of work and a dozen years of planning and gathering and whatnot. That, you know, I would rather give someone 8 minutes of what I think is quality versus a half an hour of, yeah, you know, I could show you every single prop that was off to the side. Filler. Or, you know, yeah, it's filler. So if it left them wanting more, and I hope that that's what that comment meant, then job well done. And Adam, you know, he's a little bit of an unsung hero too. Not only I was wearing the uniform that I bought from him, but he lent us a second uniform and a Ripley jumpsuit. And it kills me. You have to understand, if I'm in front of the camera, then I'm not always seeing everything that's in the camera's view. And so there's a few missed opportunities. And one of them is we had an extra wearing the Ripley jumpsuit, and I wanted her to walk by so you could see all that beautiful lacing on the back, or like spin around, or, you know, do something. But she's sitting back there, and I know she's there. But so, Adam, thank you for that as well. And I hope it didn't pain you that I sewed patches onto this shirt to obscure certain details.
Yeah, no, I watched and I saw it, and I knew what it was. But it is for like a moment, so it's okay. It's I understand, you know.
I used a very loose stitch.
Oh yeah, no, with that, it's no problem at all. No problem.
Perry and Andy, how about you guys? How was your day? We'll get back to me.
Well, I don't know if you saw my comments in the morning. I wake up super early, and my commute's very early, so nothing was out yet. And I'm like, "Where's all of the podcasts?" So I did listen to him. I listened to the interview with Nick on the way home. It was great. I learned so much from it. And then whenever I had an off period, I'm a teacher, I watched your movie on during lunch. I watched it again when I had off. I loved all the details. I turned all the lights off in my room. It was quiet. It was awesome. I tried to recreate a theater as much as possible. It's also my husband's birthday today. So I'm always juggling his birthday with Alien Day. Try not to let this day overtake his too much. But he likes to celebrate with me too. He knows the deal. But Yeah, no, it was just, it was one of those quiet, but I took it in when I could. And I just loved seeing you guys. I loved your, you know, I love that you guys met up together in New York. Wish I could have been there. And I'm glad you guys got to meet each other. What about you guys?
So it's Fred's birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Andy's husband. And it's my father's birthday today. So happy birthday to Fred and to my dad.
Oh, nice.
Jamie. Yeah.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Let's be formal. He's Mr. Geek Girl.
Yes, Mr. Geek Girl.
Mr. Geek Girl.
I married him.
Yes, yes. He gets it, obviously. He gets it. He's fine with it. He must be. Yeah, I guess I can round it out. I know we got Xander here in the wings as well. And Xander, I do have to thank you because every alien thing that I do now, I wear this Apone cap that you made me. I'm able to cosplay everybody because of Xander. And he sent me, which you can't really see ever when I wear them, but I'm always wearing the Apone dog tag, Xander, just so you know. No, I had a super busy day, honestly, like managing the Instagram throughout the day. We just get so much, just like so many fans messaging us, reposting stuff, commenting this and that. So it's just like, I'll constantly go in there and be, oh, like 30 more people like shared this on their story. And so I'm trying to do some fan service. You know, I like to show everybody that we're there, like live, you know, seeing what they're posting, doing all of that stuff. And I really get like some fulfillment out of that. Just like seeing the fan community, like Patrick, to your point, like studio doesn't need to do anything. Like we provide a lot of content for folks because we love it. Like we love this franchise. We love the characters, the stories. And like, we want to produce and put out more and add to the universe that's Alien. So like it's today's like culminating for that aspect and like getting to just share that as much as we can. That feeling with everybody is just so great. Christian, before I forget, your film was amazing. I loved it. I specifically loved the callback to Antares and to Transmission, like that little link. Spoiler alert, sorry, whoops, but watch it if you haven't, and then go back and watch Transmission that we released last year. But I also love that it was like set and prop porn for all Alien fans. Like every I want to rewatch it. Yeah, right. And like I want to watch it like just in slow motion. And I feel like it's almost like a Where's Waldo of like every prop that you put into it. Like Adam, just like the costuming stuff that you did alongside Christian. It just so cool. I was almost like overwhelmed the first time I watched it. I was like, oh my God, I don't know where to look. What am I looking at? Yeah. So that
I paused was, that it was, so I could like see everything.
Did you?
Yeah, sure. Right. And I wasn't surprised. Like I was almost expecting that because Christian, you just, it's just awesome, man. How just like authentically you are able to like recreate the universe like that. Well, and I'm sure, as I know, a lot of hard work and hours go into that. And money too, as you've told us before. yeah, just super beautiful. Last thing I'll sort of end my day with is I too was just like a little let down with the studio. I just thought like, obviously we knew Alien was coming out with the interview and things like that, but I just thought they'd give us a little bit more fan service, especially with Romulus, you know, coming out this summer. That we just get, you know, something on this day that's like a surprise, which was, yeah, for me personally, like the Alien I went to didn't have the interview. So I was kind of bummed out about that. I did get to see the teaser trailer again on the big screen. So that was cool. So anyway, when I left the theater, as all of you, if you were reading any of my messages, I was like going through this roller coaster of emotions afterwards. And luckily I had a plan to like hit up some spots that I was going to go to. There's a place out here in the Midwest called Half Price Books that like sells like used books, and they have like old comic books, and there's this like random stuff. Like Patrick, you saw that they had that Alien 3 Sega Genesis game. So they have like cool stuff like that. And so what I did find was this Ripley Power Loader Funko Pop, which is cool. I haven't really seen that out in the wild, and I have no other like Power Loader action figures, so to speak. So I was like, oh yes, Andy, nice, there we go, we're twinning now. Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this thing is so cool, I have to do it. And then bear with me for a second, the Weta workshop did like a bunch of these different Xeno figures, I guess, which was just so cool. This one's the Aliens Warrior, but I was like, oh my god, I have to have this. And we're going back into the office now for work, so I'm like, this is totally going on to my desk at work. So anyway, it was like the universe was like, relax, Perry, we got you. All right, just chill out. So when I came home after that, my heart was very full. So needless to say, it's always a beautiful alien day, and just like happy to be here with all you guys. And just here we are back at it again, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about the discussion between Fede and Ridley. Now, myself, Patrick, and Adam saw it. I don't think you guys did, or Maz or anyone else. I thought it was really, really interesting. Ridley was on point. Yeah, I thought it was a nice conversation. For Alien fans, most of it is things we know. However, there were images that I hadn't seen before. I don't know about you guys, but a few things that I had not seen. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. There were some blips from Romulus, some behind the scenes like footage of people like standing around, like waiting for the camera to roll or whatever. You could see there was an image of Kaylee Spaney in the same shirt she's wearing in the trailer, kind of standing there. It looks like that same scene. I'm not really sure. And that was great. It was great to see Fede's energy. You can just feel how in love with this series he is. You can see it, him sitting next to Ridley Scott, probably thinking, oh my god, I'm sitting next to Ridley Scott, who directed Alien. The way that we would all feel, you know. It was really, really fantastic.
He also posted a short reel on his Instagram of that RC facehugger, which like it's just like 7 seconds long or something like that, but it looks fantastic. But like in, you know, in real world lighting, and so it, like imagine it, you know, with like fog or, you know, low lighting, it looks incredible. So that's I think that for me also, obviously, like the highlight of today was meeting Patrick in person. It's like it was better than anything, you know, getting you know, to know someone that I, you know from, you know, from here, but meeting in person is different. And we had a lot of fun. We went afterwards to a bar and we had a drink. So it was great. Yeah. And besides that, for me, I also got a lot of there's a convention in Chicago, I think. So I had a lot of clients of mine with my uniform sending me photos of, you know, from the convention in my uniform, or other clients of mine that you know, went to see the film today. So I tried to repost most of those that I could on my Instagram. So, you know, even though the studio didn't do much, it really feels like the bare minimum that they did. Like the fans do love this, you know, the experience of going to see this film in the theater again. Many of them dressed up, and you know, there's good energies. And yeah, I feel, since yes, okay, we were expecting a trailer or some a reel like that reel that they showed at CinemaCon in Las Vegas a while ago, but no, we didn't get it. Now I'm thinking maybe this is a good sign. Because if the film was bad, they would try and push it. They would try and make, you know, a trailer that doesn't really represent the film. Because, you know, every trailer, to even the crappiest movie, looks incredible 99% of the time. But no, with this movie, since they're not doing that right now, I think that's a good sign. That means they maybe they I hope again they have a good product and they can just sit on it, because once it's released, it's just going to do, you know, word of mouth would just do the work. I mean, of course, they will do some marketing, but I think this is a good sign that they're not trying to push the movie right now. Like, I don't know. That's kind of my feeling. I'm not sure. But I have I'm getting very good vibes from everyone that we're talking about, worked on the film, like across the board, positive. I'm very hopeful. I was very cautious, but now I'm very hopeful.
Hopeful too. Oh, go ahead, Christian.
Oh, no, you go, Jamie. It's okay.
Oh, I was just saying, I'm hopeful
live
too.
People to see what happens when this happens all recording long and you never see it.
I'm going to start talking now. No.
Go for it, Jamie.
Oh boy. So I'm hopeful. Like I think to your point, Adam, I feel like Romulus is going to be the home run that this fandom has needed since 92, possibly. I'm really hopeful. And I'm trying to parse my words about my own disappointment about today. And I think that there's a couple things happening. I think, number one, Fede isn't big on spoilers. He has gone on two different interviews talking about how much he does not like spoilers and people who release them. And I think that that's wise. I think the best way to experience a film, especially this film coming up or an alien film, is to not know much. And I think about 2017 and when Covenant came out, how we went to see Alien in theaters and they dropped 7-10 minutes of pure spoilers in, you know, at the end, or I think it was at the end. Yeah, it was at the end of the screening, which was riveting. But at the same time, you're spoiling the fuck out of this movie. I was a little bit concerned that, knowing that or hearing that there was going to be Romulus footage in front of this new screening today for the 45th anniversary of Alien, that it was going to be similar. But obviously that there was none. There was no footage at all, which I prefer, to be honest with you. My disappointment isn't coming from, oh, I wanted a Romulus trailer and I didn't get one. I'm fine with if we're going to, we'll probably have to wait another few weeks. They usually release another, like the theatrical trailer about 2 months before ish, month and a half, 2 months before. So we're talking mid-May probably. Perhaps. I think my frustration is initially when Alien Day first started, the studio was way involved and they were releasing things and they were, you know, their Facebook or social media presence was very, very active over the years. And especially since Disney took over, and especially this year, it's a ghost town. They, aside from that Alien that they re-released, there's been nothing. And I think that's a little frustrating for sure. I think as people who just give and give and give to this IP to promote it, to kind of get nothing back from the studio is a little frustrating. But to pivot to why we're here for each other. We're here for this show. I think we do a wonderful thing. I think we can't do this show without all of us doing it. And that's why I'm here. That's what I'm trying to focus on. But I will make no bones about it. I was very, very disappointed in the lack of, I mean, again, we're three months and like 20 days out from a movie, and on Alien Day, the biggest day in fandom of the year, you don't do anything. That's a little bit concerning to me, but you know what? We'll get through it. We do have the movie coming up. We're going to, Perfect Organism is going to be at San Diego Comic Con. We have a series coming out next year. That's 10 episodes, 10 1-hour episodes. We're doing fine. We'll get through this.
Speaking of the series, though, I was hoping to get our first photo, a set photo from that production, because they are making this show right now, and we really haven't gotten anything. I was going to say that we hadn't gotten any official images from Romulus, but that's not true. When the teaser dropped, there were, I think, 3 cast photos that were released. But still, something today would have been nice. Now, outside of the studio itself, we did, as Xander points out, the VR game got a little teaser trailer and the announcement that it'll be out for holidays 2024. Titan Books released a small portion of Uncivil War, the next Alien novel. And Free League had a sale today, specifically for Alien Day, you know, ongoing, but all of their Alien role-playing game books are 50% off. So I don't think Marvel took place. I don't think that Marvel took part in anything particular today, but that's three different companies that are, you know, that are part of this that at least acknowledged it, like Fede did.
Yeah.
He released not only that great bit of footage with the RC facehugger, but also another image of a clapperboard with a facehugger in a different way. Right.
Yep.
So Fede gets it.
Yeah.
Fan. He's fanning today.
You know, right with us. And I want that from Holly, though. I want Holly to also be acknowledging, hey, these are the people who are going to watch my show. These are the people who I want to have on my side, right? But that's okay. That's okay. My least favorite memories of Alien Day over the years is when I felt like I was being force-fed products to buy. Here, buy this expensive thing. Here, buy this exclusive thing. You know, here are the shoes. Here's the book, the whatever. I didn't care for that. But a few years ago, Alien Day, I ended up having online interactions with Rico Ross and Jeanette Goldstein and Carrie Henn, all these people, and it felt really good. And so that reminds me of one more thing that happened today, which is the Aliens Expanded announced that they got Paul Reiser and Gail-Ann Hurd. So pretty much everyone except Sigourney Weaver. But for me personally, I feel like Sigourney had her say, her final say, honestly, in that Movies That Made Us episode. She really just kind of, you know, tied a bow around that and kind of brought it home. So I'm good with that. I don't need to hear her say the same stories over again, but I am dying to hear Gail-Ann Hurd talk about Aliens.
Same. I was so happy when I heard she was on board. That made me happy. Yeah.
And Paul Reiser. I mean, you know.
Yes.
Paul Reiser. I also just want to do a quick shout out. Xander in the chat is also mentioning Alien Theory put out a really cool video today, and AVP Galaxy released a Steve Perry interview. And for those of us who are fans of the Expanded Universe, we know what a big deal that is. So there are things happening. It's just the tenor, the manner in which it's happening. It is so different. Like, I remember the glory days of like 2016, 2017, when it was just like, there were four books coming out and there was just, you know, constant like discount codes to, you know, buy DVDs and, you know, merchandise if you wanted to, which I know is a little annoying, Christian, I agree, but I kind of love, I'm a sucker for that. I bought so much crap. You know, or like game announcements or trailers would drop. It was such a curated thing. Their social media, like Jamie was mentioning, was going like 24/7 during those days, where they would just be, you know, doing like live Q&As and there'd be features. And there was such a sense of like immediacy with the studio when it was, I mean, Fox at the time. And to see that, I think part of what we're feeling is we have really witnessed in our recent lifetimes the complete dissolution of that. During the Disney era, like that's something that I remember those episodes in like 2017, 2018, where we were speculating, you know, how things were going to be different with Disney taking over. And this was one of the main things that we were kind of afraid of, is that we felt like there was going to be a big wall put up between fans and content creators. And that wall is there more than it ever has been before. The thing is, like, I agree with what everybody's saying about the trailer. For me, I honestly didn't think it was going to happen. Like, I was not expecting it. You know, their like product pipelines and release schedules are like, you know, galvanized in some vault somewhere. To think that fans have any say in that when it comes to like Walt Disney Pictures, like they don't give a shit about, you know, what we have to say in our opinions about getting a trailer early.
They think
like,
they know what
they're going to do. I think we're crud. Exactly. So I wasn't necessarily expecting that. I don't, none of us were like expecting it. What I more was hoping was that we would feel embraced somewhat and acknowledged a little more by the studio, just that like that they see us out there and they're like helping to kind of elevate fan voices and like, you know, just giving us some like interesting, like, why not drop an interview with Fede today or something? Or why not drop just something kind of official about the film that doesn't spoil it and doesn't, you know, set unnecessary expectations, but just is like acknowledging that, because they know it's Alien Day. Like, we know people in Disney, they know that it's Alien Day. It's not like this big mystery, you know? And it feels kind of intentional that they ignore it so much. And I think that's also sort of what many of us are feeling with the Holly series, which is that is like a walled garden within a walled garden at this point, you know? I mean, with Romulus, like, we have access to people who worked on it. We just featured, you know, two episodes featuring them today. Fede has been about as open a book as he can possibly be with us. You know, he's been in contact with us. We've discussed things with him. He's been very forthcoming. He recorded that greeting for us last year. You know, considering that he's somebody who's actively helming an alien project under the Disney banner, like he's been extremely open with us and kind. But with Holly, like, I mean, I don't even know where to be. Like, this just, it just, we have no idea what's going on there. And that, it's just weird. It's that it's still like that. You know, what I'm hoping is going to happen, I think we're all hoping, is that next Alien Day, that will be kind of the big kickoff for the ramp up to the Holly series coming out. And we will have things rolling by then, and we will know what it's going to look like and, you know, have more information about it. But I would not be surprised if we had absolutely zilch all the way up until the winter. Honestly, I think that, like, right now they're just getting Romulus out of the way. Holly doesn't want to be confused with that. He doesn't, you know, they don't want his project to get sort of, you know, run over by Romulus coming out. That being said, that's being pessimistic. I want to switch back to optimism for a moment. Hearing Dane talk today about his experience, Jamie, with your wonderful interview with him, that thank you again for doing that, in addition to the other 300 things you did this week. He was just echoing the same thing that we keep hearing from people who work on this, that it is such a love letter. Like, I love how he said, you know, that it was a team comprised of people who are hopelessly in love with the franchise, people who have been dreaming about working on this their entire lives. And that Fede is one of those people. I mean, that as a ringing endorsement, that's about as ringing an endorsement as you can get for an alien project. The fact that, you know, that Dane Hallett, who is like one of the top designers and artists out there, is completely, you know, gaga goo goo over this project coming out, like, that really says something about what he believes in. And I think the more we know about it, and the more we run into people who have worked on it or touched it in different ways, like, this has been unanimous. And that's important for people to understand, that we have had contact with people who we have not featured on the show yet, who we hope to at some point. And every single one of those interactions has reinforced the same exact thing, which is not a PR line. It's a genuine sense of awe at the responsibility of working on material like this. And I would characterize it as giddiness that it's actually going to come out, because they're so excited for us to see it. That's as good as it gets. So I think it's a good idea for us, you know, even if we're frustrated with the studio, and even if things aren't necessarily the way they used to be or the way that they probably should be, let's keep in mind that, like, things are still happening that are magical, and we are so close to them now. And that's a really, really good feeling.
Can I just say, anyone who's watched Furious Gods, The Making of Prometheus, it's an amazing window into a huge number of very, very creative people being given really, really difficult assignments to, you know, one day we're going this way, one day we're going this way. Now you kind of have to make that connection, but don't ever go over here. And you see these people like, well, I'm really excited to be working on this project, and it's a real challenge, you know. That's a very different energy than what we're talking about here, where these people are talking. Nick said it in the interview. It wasn't that there was a rivalry. It was that you'd wake up every morning and you'd see the amazing work that everyone had uploaded while you were asleep. And now it's your turn, and you've got to meet that standard. And that then to be able to go and see the things that he designed made real, you know. I think that Prometheus is gorgeous, and I've always said that. I think it's a beautiful film that we don't need to go into what else I think about it. Anyway, this one, I just feel like there was more of a synergy. Like, everyone was more on the same page of what they were trying to accomplish, and that everyone felt valued and lifted up. So now, okay, something I wish for, and I don't really wish this because I don't want to see anything else, but every little bit that we've seen so far from Romulus is on the space station. You know what I mean? Or maybe inside the ship that they take up to the space station. We haven't seen this planet. We haven't seen this colony. We've been told there's a colony here. We've been told it's possibly not even a particularly good place to be, right? That's the way that he's painting it, is that this is not utopian. This is at the very least very run down and a working class situation where you're building towards maybe someday a better future. I desperately, desperately want to see what that looks like. I will wait until opening night of the movies, but that interests me a lot. We keep getting different little views of this space station, but not the planet. Am I the only one?
I've never thought about that, but I think that that's a great point. But I love it that what they're doing is essentially keeping all of this close to their chest.
Yes.
I think that's what you need to do. I think this movie is going to be a success the less we know about it. And to a point that you, both of you and Patrick were making, Christian, about Fede, hearing what people say about him, saying how loving and gracious and kind he is, and how he how he kind of took care of people in ways that they were unexpected to them. That is really great to hear, especially in a cutthroat industry like Hollywood, where, and Hollywood is changing fundamentally. I mean, it is not the same place it was last week in many respects. So to see people out there doing what they love, doing it with love, caring for people is really, really a wonderful thing. Oh, also Dane did say that, because Dane had worked, of course, on Alien Covenant, but I asked him what he thought about, like, comparison, like, you worked on Covenant, you worked on Romulus. What was the better? I asked him, what was the better experience? I said, or is that a binary question to you? Is it just, I worked on this and I'm working on that and then I'm going to move on? But he was like, no. He's like, actually, if I'd had to rate them, I would definitely rate Romulus a little bit higher than Covenant, which is great to hear, you know? Especially if someone like Dane, I mean, I've known Dane since 2017, which is when we met, and he'll tell you, he's kind of off the cuff. He'll tell you what he thinks. He doesn't parse his words. Like, he tells you what he thinks. And to hear him be that effusive about his experience is really, really great. So, but I should say, and maybe this is something that we can rally for, word is there will be no Romulus art book. There's got to be a Romulus art book. You have this film that has the possibility to unite fandom in a way that it hasn't been since 1986, when we were all babies and some of us wasn't born. me, I'm kidding. it's got to have an art book. It's got to have a fucking art book. I can't wait to dive into an art book. And that's just shocking to me. Anyways, I don't want to harp on it too much, but I just felt like I would talk about it now as we are months out and they have the time to plan this. They have got to release that.
It doesn't have to come out at the same time as the film. You know what I mean? An art book could come out 6 months later, 9 months later. To not put an art book out, though, is to leave money on the table, because these guys were generating so much amazing art from what we hear. And eventually they'll put it out on their websites or on, you know, ArtStation or whatever. And great, I will look for it there. I will pursue it. But Titan, and therefore 20th Century, could be taking my money because I desperately would like to add this to my shelf. How hard is that? Just quick, one thing I did pick up for Alien Day is the hardcover library edition of Alien. I don't know if you guys have seen this thing before.
Nice. Oh.
That's awesome. Tracy
Foster.
Gorgeous cover.
Cool. I love that.
Beautiful. Oh, wait. No, there's nothing on the back. But anyway, you know, yeah. We've got amazing books coming out from Titan. We've got amazing comics coming out from Marvel. Finally, we've got the show. We've got the movie, you know, and we have each other. Aww. Oh. Aww. And NECA announced that they will be putting out Romulus action figures. So for those who partake.
And Reebok did post kind of a photo with the Stompers, saying happy Alien Day, saying it's time to bring them back. So I think it's happening. I don't think it happened today, probably over the summer, because I think in 2017, when they produced those again, it wasn't like this immediate thing, right? Didn't it happen over the summer?
No, remember. It was sold out within about 40 minutes.
Oh, fuck. Day.
They've done, sure. They've done it for two separate launches.
Louis Nostromo, did you buy all the pairs?
they did the first one where it was just the standard Stompers high and low, and then they did it again 2 years later, and it was, they had like the Queen version and the Power Loader version, and they all, because sneaker,
and the Colonial Marine version.
Yeah, the Colonial Marines as well.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is that it's at this nexus, this intersection between like sneakerheads who buy every fucking shoe drop in the world and Alien fans who really have wanted the shoes their entire lives. So because of that, it's like very hard to get these, and they sell out almost instantaneously. So, you know, if you want to give us a heads up, Reebok, when these are coming out.
Where was this posted?
A friend of ours and a patron, Holden Wilhoit, he posted the image that another page had posted from Reebok. So I'm trying to find more information out. I mean, I love them. If they're like more than $300, no.
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do it. But
they're going to go up in value the moment you.
I got my
that's
wife.
That's right. The first time there were no women's sizes.
Yeah.
I got my wife.
Yes, that's right.
The low ones.
Yeah.
So
I'm a size 10 Reebok. So just.
We need to test them, Reebok.
Yes.
I will say though, just a little tidbit. Reebok does offer another shoe that I own that I've worn out to death called like the Street Stompers. And I don't know if they're still on the website, but they are like kind of, they're like unfaithful reproductions of the Bug Stomper. That was, they were like $80. And to me, like, I mean, I wore those until they were like worn through to the bottom. So maybe I'll share that on our page later and see if people want to pick those up, if they still have them. Cause you know, it's kind of as good as a real thing.
Especially if you can wear it. That's the problem I have, to buy a pair of shoes and then not wear them.
That's the thing. Yeah. I mean, I skateboard in these shoes. Like, I don't care. They're, you know, they're normal sneakers. You know?
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, it's late. We should probably pull this. Is that what you're about to say, Jamie?
Well, yeah, but I just want to make an announcement to our listeners, because this is obviously on YouTube, but it's going out on our channels. We're taking a month off. We need it. We've been working on this stuff for like 6 months on the low end. Like, for the film, it's been way longer, of course, but this is a long time. We've all been kind of working. Whoops, there goes my phone. We've been working on things, and we just need the time off. It's going to be a big year for us. So we'll still be releasing Patreon content. So that's twice a month. We have a whole section called The Hive, which is devoted to aliens. So if you want to hear more alien conversation apart from our main show in the next month, sign up for Patreon, $4 a month.
Just quick. I want to play a quick game with you guys. Can we play a quick game?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
We're gonna play Alien Absolution I Spy. Did anybody see something from Alien Isolation in the short film?
Oh, I write on the wall. Am I allowed to answer this?
Just yell them out.
Yeah.
There's the axe. The,
yep.
The wrench axe.
The thing. Wrench.
The wrench, yeah. Hammer. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Did anybody notice any beverages from Alien Isolation? Is that too weird?
Oh, I saw the beer can.
There's the two Aspen beer cans. Well, Aspen's from Alien.
Right.
Souda Dry is the Alien Isolation beer.
Okay.
All right. How about, we'll switch now. Yeah. The chair that the main character is sitting in, did anybody recognize the headrest behind him and why that's significant?
I need to rewatch.
I know. I do too.
It's cruel. So it is a vintage Volvo headrest built into this chair, because when Hicks is on the drop ship and he's injecting his arm, you know, we're not going anywhere. For no good reason, there are Volvo headrests just in that little cozy seat on the drop ship.
No way.
So I snuck one in.
That's awesome.
At the very beginning, when the two guys come up and look at the monitor, first of all, the monitor is what the VidCom in Aliens is built out of. And also throughout Hadley's Hope, there's rows of these monitors. We put a Watatsumi logo on it, which is a company from Alien Isolation. But hanging from the ceiling above it is the little Tomy robot that, when Ripley has to set off the fire extinguisher, the sprinkler system in Aliens, you'll see a close-up of her hand and her wicked cool lighter. And here's this little robot guy just sitting on the ceiling. And so I snuck that in as well.
Yeah.
And that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of how ridiculous I've layered this film.
After the break, we need an actual like behind the scenes, even like a commentary or something, Christian. That'd be so cool.
If we slow the film down,
yes.
So everyone's moving like this, it would give me a chance to, like, with a red pointer. Okay, over here's this. And over here's this.
We should just multi-track you talking at the same time about everything and just make it as frenetic as it must be. Oh, I want to do a quick shout out also before we wrap too, to Xander, whose miniatures look fucking incredible in this.
Absolutely.
I don't think we even mentioned that. Xander, you know, in addition to his many other talents, is just an amazing, you know, he makes these amazing miniatures. We featured him. He did the Jude that we had last year in the short film. And this year he did this amazing work for the colony and other, it looked really, really great. And Christian, obviously the way that you and John shot it, it just is so beautiful and delicious with the coffee and cinnamon.
We put up a good number of photos today of some of those, you know, setting the things up so you can really zoom in and see some of the detail work, which is great. And the base of it, he built out of this vintage 70s toolbox, which recently was in the background of Star Wars Andor. So when he told me he was cutting one of these boxes up, I'm like, oh my God, I love Andor. Why are you doing this to the box? But it made these perfect, these perfect shapes. One last thing for me. First of all, I just got to say Patrick's score elevated the film so much. And I just loved working with him on this. And, you know, my wife had said, what if we'd had like a John Zorn saxophone when the alien shows up? And I said, all right, you're gonna have to Google that for me. I don't know what a John Zorn saxophone is. And now I do. and Patrick delivered it for us. But last, an accidental detail in the film. When Peyton, the main character, is sitting in his chair, which he is for a good bit of it, there's a door behind him, and there's this sort of yellow stripe that goes down the door, and written along it in both English and Japanese, it says morgue. But no matter where he sits in the movie, that orange stripe leads to him. You know what I mean? Like it's the morgue sign, no matter what, where, cause he sits in a couple different positions. He just can't get away from it. And I did not intend that by any means. So,
oh, no way. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Life finds a way.
Life. So Alien Transmission, which is on this exact channel. You guys have to go and watch it if you haven't yet. It's all about moral choices and you know, how much can one person be responsible for, and big decisions and you know, all this stuff. And then the film I just put out is literally fuck around and find out. That's what it is. It's more than that, but you know.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Thank you for letting me have all that energy. I had 3 hours of sleep last night.
I'm sure.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I don't know how you're still going. I don't know how any of us made it through this week, but we did. We made it. We get a month off. And
we do.
Thank you. We have at least 9 people watching right now. I think I finally got this to work. We had up to 11 at one point.
Thanks,
we don't
guys.
Know what you're saying because chat is disabled and I can't figure out how to enable it again. But I have to say, this actually has been kind of nice doing the YouTube live thing. So maybe next time we'll try to like get more, do some homework first and get the chat working and, you know, maybe put it up on our social media earlier and maybe do more of these because this has been kind of nice and
a little bit informal
and fun, right? It's been nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Xander's, we have a t-shirt today. Jamie, tell
us.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So we didn't think we'd have a t-shirt this year. We have a t-shirt every year. We use our Patreon funds to pay an artist. We just had so much going on that we didn't think it was going to happen, but I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to do it. So I looked at Hudson's armor and recreated the skull and bones or whatever. And I thought it would make a good t-shirt and the guys liked it. And so it's on our website. It's through TeePublic. There's a sale going on right now. You can get it for $16.99 plus shipping. I think it's a great addition to have in your closet.
It is awesome. And that sale expires 48 hours, I think, after it goes live. So if you do want to buy it, you know, you should get on that. You could do what I do. And I think Perry and others do also, where every year we just get the whatever the shirt is as a tank top and then use it as a workout tank for the year. It's a great way to like get some exercise and also support your fandom, you know? So,
yeah.
Thank you, everybody. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
Thank you guys for all the hard work, for everything that you do, for posting, for episode ideas, for editing, for everything. Thank you.
Bye.
To find out more information about Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga podcast, please go to www.perfectorganism.com. If you would like to support the show, please go to www.perfectorganism.com/support. Thank you.